the current state of Play and Win in 2024. My favorite way to market our products is to facilitate and encourage them to get to the table more often. Your table, my table, the tables of reviewers, ambassadors, etc., any table will do. The more our products get to the table, the more they're exposed to people, and hopefully the more fun people can have with them. This is a big part of the reason why we support our products with reprints, expansions, and ongoing reviews, as well as focusing on accessibility, like watch it played videos, the ability to teach new players on the fly instead of front-loading rules, etc. Our goal is to bring joy to tabletops worldwide, but a key element is that our games must actually get to the table. One of my favorite ways to accomplish this goal is through Play and Win donations for game conventions and 100-plus person events. Play and Win is a convention concept where people can check out a game, play it, and then enter their name in a lottery to win that specific game at the end of the convention. If I donate a Play and Win game to a convention, it can be experienced by dozens and dozens of people in a short amount of time. Only one of those people will win it, so if other people like the game, they're now informed in their decision to purchase it later. I've been talking about Play and Win on this blog for a while after discovering it at St. Louis's own Geekway to the West, which I'm attending again this year. I highly recommend it. And I'll post those links at the bottom of this entry. Stonemaier Games sends dozens of games each month to support conventions around the world. Today, I'm going to focus on the Play and Win Google Doc that I created and maintained, as well as my current approaches for maximizing the potential of Play and Win for publishers, conventions, and gamers. Let's start with publishers. If you're a publisher who likes the Play and Win system, but you don't like getting solicitations from hundreds of conventions, the Google Doc is for you. You can simply enter your information on this tab, which communicates to the participating conventions that you're in the know and don't need to be contacted individually. As a publisher myself, my process for sending out Play and Win games is that I have a calendar alert late each month to remind me to check the Google Doc for conventions happening 2 to 3 months in the future. For example, today, April 15th, I'm looking at conventions happening in June, July, and August. The number of games I send to a convention depends on the size of the event. Sometimes the Play and Win coordinators enter their information on the Google Doc and forget about it, so I help to remind them of what the package is by including the words Play and Win as part of the address label. I try to keep our ambassadors informed about the various conventions that feature our Play and Win games. If any of them attend these conventions, they can make sure to drop by from time to time to see if players have questions. Otherwise, you don't need to be worried about having teachers present. People who use Play and Win are usually comfortable to learn the game from the rulebooks, and random fans of the game often stop by to help out. Last, while we donate our games and Play and Win sections for free, it's perfectly reasonable for you to offer a convention a discount instead of a free game. This can actually be helpful to the convention as it lets them buy exactly what they think will be the most exciting for their attendees, instead of letting you choose. Next, conventions. If you're completely new to Play and Win, read the original blog entry about the core details or these instructions on the Geekway website. Then take note of the following. First, please enter your convention on the Google Doc. Use open rows at the bottom of each month or insert a new row. In doing so, you're committed to using any contributed games for Play and Win, and you're committing to actually having a Play and Win section with at least a dozen total games, even if it means allocating part of your convention budget towards buying games specifically for this purpose. You can now indicate if you prefer different games or multiple copies of the same game. In filling out the Google Doc, there's no need to contact publishers, particularly publishers on this tab of the Google Doc, to solicit donations. You will either receive games 30 to 45 days before your event, or you won't, in which case you have plenty of time to purchase games to fill your Play and Win section. At least several weeks before the convention, tell vendors which games were donated for Play and Win so they can stock those games at the event. The Play and Win section should close before the vendors close their booths. When you receive the games, prepare them to be played, like punch the punch boards, open shrink-wrapped decks of cards, sort tokens, etc. This serves the attendees hoping to show up and just start playing. And it never hurts to follow up with a publisher after a convention to let them know how their game did in the Play and Win section, like the number of plays and ratings from participants. I understand that this is extra work, and I won't ever hold it against conventions for not doing so, but it's really nice when conventions do this. Last, I recommend only letting each person win at most one game for the entire event. That way you spread out the prizes among the most people. Also, instead of interrupting the event to announce the winners, simply post them at a few key places around the convention hall or on an online forum designated for attendees to check. Last, gamers. If you like the idea of Play and Win, feel free to check out the conventions listed on the Google Doc. You might discover a nearby game convention that you haven't heard of. If you're new to game conventions, you might be pleasantly surprised by them, especially the type of convention where you just play a lot of games for a few days. I'm an introvert who does not get excited about big events, but my experience at Geekway has been really invigorating. I really appreciate people who have invited me to join their game or when someone teaches me a new-to-me game. and I try to be just as welcoming to others. If you're attending Geekway and you see me, please say hi. I'd love to play a game with you. Also, before I read this post out loud, there was a comment from someone saying, this is Jeff saying, when I was a convention organizer, we would run multiple scheduled sessions of play and win games with an instructor. Often, we would have two groups playing or utilizing a second copy of the game. Overall, Reach may have been smaller than the check it out version, but it ensured that everyone experienced the game in the best light. Often with the check it out version, I've seen people check it out for 10 minutes just to put their name down to possibly win something. And I love the idea of including instructors for games. I generally don't think they should be required to play games. This is Jamie talking here, because it might limit how often a game gets to the table. It also requires someone to be there to teach the game, which again would limit the game to getting to the table when that person isn't there. But I have found that if you limit the total games a person can win for all the play and wins that they play at the event to just being one total game, then they're incentivized to only enter their name on games that they actually enjoy, which they would only know if they actually played the game. So I'm sure there are instances of this that happen anywhere. Someone checks out the game, pretends to have played it, writes down their name in the hopes of winning it. But I think generally people write down their name on games that they actually play and actually enjoy and actually want to win.